Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What was it like for you to pull the Sabres sweats back on it and get out on the ice with your players?
Felt good to get out there. You know, we've been putting a lot of work in, and finally it was just an opportunity to get out with the group and watch, you know, the different drills, the compete drills, and just see these guys operate at ice level.
You know, Lindy, when you were skating around right before the start of practice, you've had the job for 5 months, but what was going through your head? I mean, you haven't practiced with this club in 11 years.
I'm just thinking about let's have one heck of a practice, really. Looking around at some of the size, you know, watching some of the speed, you know, even just those opening laps. You know, later on practice, the ice was pretty bad, you know, and it didn't look quite as good. But, you know, to start, I'd say it was a good feeling just getting back out.
Do you allow yourself to soak it in at all and kind of be nostalgic, or is it simply work?
No, it's just work right now. Really, it's moved on from that point and making sure that we're trying to cover off almost every detail so we put ourselves in a great place to be where we want to be at the end of the year.
When you get a new group that you're coaching, Lindy, do you try to early on in a camp like this to see how far you can push them?
Well, you know, I think if the focus on today was like a high compete, real high compete, a lot of individual battles, a lot of physicality. There was a couple of drills that pushed them to the limit. You know, the practice, you know, some of the details inside, we had to slow up a little bit, which made the practice a little bit longer. We wanted to see the compete first. I think you can build your fitness in those compete, some of those up and down the ice for 5 minutes. That's a tough skate for them. So I was impressed. I liked the day. I liked the practice. I liked what the group did.
I'm sure that this practice is a bigger statement than anything you could have said to these guys yesterday. But what message did you really want to press upon them, you know, entering this camp, and what was at stake?
That from day one, we want to get better every day. That we want to put the work in. I want them to challenge each other to be better as a line, be better as a D pair. You know, we're going to play a little bit different, so I want them to get comfortable with, you know, some of the breakouts and how quick we want to play and getting out of our zone quicker. So with the group really was just bring energy, bring enthusiasm, get better from day one to the last day of the year.
What was the reason for Darlene's departure?
Darlene I'll just say this. I've got no update, but it was just one of those things you pass in a puck and, you know, something happened. So, you know, precaution got him off. He's going to get looked at, and then we'll find out what's going on.
Upper, lower?
Kind of mid-range, I think.
Physicality out there.
I'm going to tell you right now, it wasn't lower. So,
some of that physicality out there. We saw Krebs kind of bump Thompson into the boards there. We saw, you know, lots of guys working along the boards. Do you like seeing that kind of physicality?
There is some non-negotiables. Some of that physicality is something that we need to end plays. We got to become a better team at stalling plays and getting out of the zone in a hurry. And a lot of those can be done by eliminating the first man. So we're going to work hard at that part of the game.
You stopped a drill and
kind of corrected the guys about going offside. Was it important even the first day that you just right away you get on them in a good way?
And no bad habits. You know, whether that's using your hand in some of the D zone, you know, or hooking. But I mean, the obvious is if we're going to see a penalty, I'm gonna stop the play. We want good habits. The one thing I don't like is that I don't like careless penalties. I think it's one thing that we get to control. So whether it's a free hand, whether it's, you know, tugging when you're hooking, use your legs to back check. Don't use your stick.
What was it like the first practice, the first day of camp, to have your NHL team? It's out of necessity because of your schedule, but you probably never had that before.
I've never had that before. Put a lot of thought into that. There's a part of that kind of tears into the heartstrings of all these young kids that get to come in, and you know, you mix them in with the NHL veterans, and it's the, you know, kind of a thrill of a lifetime. But there is a greater need to get this group together really quick and understand how we need to play and some of the puck decisions we need. And the compete I wanted to see was NHL against NHL. I want to see, you know, guys that had a lot of games under their belt competing against other guys that have a lot of games under their belt. You know, I think sometimes the compete gets distorted when you're, you know, first-year guys or second-year guys who are, you know, just starting to mature have to play against the, you know, the fourth, fifth-year type of players.
What do you see with Samuelson on film? What do you think you have there? I know he's had trouble staying healthy, but what do you think you have there?
Big, strong, heavy defender that's hard to play against, that can really help us on a night-to-night basis defensively. Plays hard and plays the game the right way. I think he was dearly missed here. Not knowing him, but you know, watching some of the film, watching early when he was in games, that's what I see.
Kulik was out there, you know, with this group. What did you see over the weekend, and what did you see now that he's up against NHL?
He had a real impressive prospect tournament. At first, from just work ethic alone, I thought was really good. He's got a great shot, skates well. I thought his compete inside the game was good. He did a lot of great things. He was the guy you noticed the most. And I'm not even looking at the offensive side of it. I mean, he's got a bullet for a shot, which, you know, you can't teach that. You have it or you don't, and he's got it. But you know, play at this level. Can you play away from the puck? Can you skate with him? His skating, I was impressed with his skating. I was impressed with his level of strength, you know, in one-on-one battles and keeping guys at bay, too. So, very impressive young man.
What was the best thing about being out there today?
That I didn't get hurt. I almost got hurt. But the it's just to, you know, to get a gauge on how big and how fast we are, really. Even to watch, you know, a Lafferty and a Mellenstein and those type of guys. You know, you can sometimes watch it on video and you get a read, but when you get on the ice, you get to see it firsthand.
What were your first thoughts seeing Beck up close? I mean, you've played against him, but just seeing him up close, what did you notice?
Who are you talking about?
Beck, I'm sorry.
What's that?
Beck Mellenstein.
Oh, yeah. You know, he's a really hard competitor. Like, he makes people pay a price. If you're going to move a puck and he's near you, he's going into your heart. And he's got a really good burst skating, so he can get to you. I mean, it's one thing to be able to be physical, but he can get to you and he knows how to hit.
You mentioned in your intro press conference, like, the importance of some of those role players, you know, down in the lineup. What do you think, I mean, the game's changed a lot, but what do you think the importance of guys like Mellenstein, Lafferty, Obergefell, what that can do, you know, for the overall team?
Well, it can wear the opposition out. It's a lot of times the opposition will go, not those guys again. You know, it can help in heavy schedules, back-to-back games where there's a lot of times you need four lines. You know, you shorten up the length of shifts, and that line gives you 25 seconds of high energy. Not saying that will be the line, but that's the line that we're looking at right now. It's an element that I think other teams will be aware of. When you can send out a group like that that can get down low, hang on the pucks, and physically fend you off. And they're good skaters. I mean, Lafferty is a tremendous skater, too, at the same time.
Last year was the first year Lukanen was able to – we saw him play 54 games, and that's the first time he counted in the NHL. What are your thoughts on your goaltenders? I mean, if he's going to do that again, is that enough time for Devin? Or would you like to pull him back a little and have Devin play?
You know, Paul, I don't have the answer to that right now. I think the answer will become, you know, what happens during the play, how they play, how UPL is still playing, how Devin plays when he steps in. I think, you know, that'll dictate how many games. I really feel that, for the most part, we've become a two-goaltender league. For Devin's development, obviously, he needs to play. You know, I think we'll have to weigh that as the season unfolds.
What was your first impression of the group? Obviously, you're trying to make an impression on them, but what was the impression you got from them?
I thought they worked incredibly hard today. I thought they, you know, we had a meeting before we went out. I thought they gave me everything they had. And like I said, we want this to be a highly competitive 2 days. You know, working a lot of, you know, D-zone and tracking, trying to become a better defensive team and trusting where people are going to be. So I thought the details for what we were trying to do were good, and they executed well.
I'm John Aran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.